Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Nurses are raising new concerns about St. Vincent Hospital in Worcester. The facility just ended a historic nurses' strike that lasted 9 months. Now the union says nurses are being forced to work long hours. WBUR's Priyanka Dayal-McCluskey explains what's behind the dispute and what it means for the hospital after the strike.
Most nurses at St. Vincent used to work 8-hour shifts. Now it's 12 hours. Marie Ritacco is a nurse and vice president of the Massachusetts Nurses Association. She says not everyone can work longer hours. They may have young children or older parents to look after. She says nurses are heartbroken the hospital is changing their schedules just months after signing a new contract.
We see this as very short-sighted. We've already seen a number of nurses leave the bedside, especially at St. Vincent Hospital. And sadly, I can say we expect to see more.
She says patients will suffer if the hospital loses more staff.
This is really poorly planned, poorly thought out. And the losers are going to be the patients. That's the sad truth.
The dispute at St. Vincent comes after nurses walked off the job for months during a tense contract negotiation. And more than 2 years into a pandemic that has exhausted nurses and triggered unprecedented hospital staffing shortages. About 500 nurses now work at St. Vincent, and the hospital is looking to hire about 100 more. St. Vincent Chief Executive Carolyn Jackson says the hospital tried to accommodate a handful of nurses who can't work the new hours, but she says 12-hour shifts are common across the hospital industry, and many nurses prefer them.
It makes it easier to hire, especially nurses coming out of school.
Jackson supported a campaign to kick the union out of St. Vincent Hospital after the strike. That attempt failed. Now, Jackson says, the relationship is improving.
It is a much less tense environment. People are working well together and getting along for the most part. And it has been a smoother transition back than we anticipated.
The union says the hospital's 12-hour nursing shifts only make it harder to heal from the strike. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Priyanka Dayal-McCluskey.